Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another little game commentary episode. We haven't done one of these in a while, since, like, Friday the 13th. And with me to talk about this amazing game that's set to come out later on in the month of July is the remastered of Destroy All the Humans is...
Tessa Baker.
Alright, listen to that amazing sound. So, this is the idea, okay, people? But first, we'll get some of the, sounds for a minute, so we can actually, like, you know, listen and stuff like that as well. So, if you're not familiar with something like this before, basically is we are doing an audio while recording actual gameplay of what we're doing. So it's like, in a way, a podcast episode and a game commentary at the same time. So one thing, though, is we got to try this out a while ago, didn't we, babe?
Yes, we did. We were just unable to talk about it.
Yeah, so it's really cool and exciting that we can finally, you know, talk about it. Humans of Planet Earth, be advised, while the experience has been upgraded, the constant historical record of the original invasion of the Furon remains a near identical one, and it's always not even fast enough to read. So,
hello, friends. Have you ever gazed up into the night sky and wondered at the possibility of life on other planets? What marvelous beings might exist out there, hands extended in friendship, awaiting the moment.
Oh, man. It's still gorgeous when we couldn't even talk about it. But unfortunately, I'm going to skip some of this so we can really get down into this. But, so, let's really just dive into this episode of talking about the gameplay that we're about to be playing yet again, but we can actually record it this time and actually talk about it, because you and I really, really wanted to talk about this, babe. So everybody should know what Destroy All Humans are. If you've never played that game, oh my dear lord, what type of childhood or type of gamer are you if you've never played Destroy All Humans? So anyway, we're going to pop right in into the first mission, which is basically, you know, the farm, the tutorial level, everything. And, you know, these graphics are so crisp and clean, like, it just runs so smooth and...
Looks so nice.
So far, I haven't had to do any tweaks for audio, but at the same time, I really hope that you guys can still hear the audio over us yabbering.
Yes, but over us yabbering.
I'm also making sure, though, that the dialogue and stuff is not too strong. However, if you'd like to play this demo for yourself, you actually can right now for free by the Steam store. I don't know if you still can, but this is how I got my hands on it, was through the Steam store. And now, look at this cutscene with the farm. Everything looks so amazing. There looks like there is a little bit of a lag, but it's not as bad as the first time around. So, but the real test is, as soon as I get into the game, is I need to, like, downgrade just a little bit. Because when we first played, the settings were on very high, and apparently our PC could not take the very high settings, so we had to, you know, change it. But, I mean, overall, though, from the first cutscene here where we see
Crypto
arriving to the farm. Everything is just so nice looking. And
Author box to Cryptosporidium 137. Come in, Cryptosporidium.
Crypto here. How's the view from the safety of the mothership?
Very funny. Let's just say I'm glad I'm up here, and you're down there. Loathsome little planet. Now, Crypto, to ensure this invasion runs smoothly, it is imperative we identify the dominant life forms on this world. Those lactating bovoids are likely candidates.
Surely you don't mean those foul-smelling gas bags beyond the fence?
Yes,
AKA
I'm afraid
the cows.
But they're covered in nipples.
No, Cryptosporidium.
I gotta love that crypto humor.
Humor? Oh my god, yeah. If you guys have never experienced the crypto humor.
And crypto.
Oh, you're missing out.
Then you guys are so missing out. Oh my god, yeah.
Quite refreshing.
Yeah, it is quite refreshing. And just so we have a second, I am going to just quickly look at the graphics videos because I was noticing just a slight little lag. I just wanted to make sure it's not too bad. But it looks like it's not bad. So I'm just making sure it is not horrible. But you just never know anymore because, you know, everything gets upgraded. I just don't want it to look like crap. But anyway, moving on. So we're going to show a little bit of the gameplay. We're going to do our best for people that are not, like, you know, watching us do it. So, anyway, we're going through the tutorial, right, babe?
Yes, we're going through the tutorial right now.
We can peer into the minds of lower life forms via the cortex scan. Rip the preliterate thoughts from their pathetic little brains! Moo? Primitive, yet profound.
This is probably the most, like, amazing way to start off a game. It just... Crypto trying to talk to the damn cows. It's like, greetings, Earthmen. We're gonna try to do thing to you.
Again with the moo. I think these lactating bovoids are trying to fool us.
Oh, here comes the famous cutscene as well. When Crypto is trying to introduce him. His,
they eat with their
origin
mouths.
To us.
Well, that's what
I
they
think
eat
I'm
with,
going
Crypto.
To be violently ill. Attention, Earth creatures.
Oh,
this
go.
Planet is now part of the Furon Empire. Your benevolent masters welcome you. At this time, we wish to abduct you for the purpose of scientific research. The procedure will be protracted and invasive. Do you have any objections?
Here we go.
Earth creature, I am addressing you.
So for those
respond
that cannot see the video,
vaporized.
He is about
I don't care
to
how many stomachs you have.
Shit
I don't have time
because,
for this.
The cows are not cooperating with Crypto. Because Crypto were trying to, you know, run tests on cows. Even though, you know, cows can't really technically, you know, come. Out of place and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So. Still funny as hell.
Use PK to finish off the belligerent bovines. Slam them into the ground.
Perfect.
And away we go. So Tessa, what do you think about Destroy Argument with the remake? We kind of thought going on with you know.
I like how that. I like how they redid it. Revamped the graphics and everything. Looks really good.
Good work, Crypto.
Everything looks much more crisper and clearer and really, really nice.
Yeah.
Not like choppy looking.
You got me Reese having barbecue for dinner? Wait a minute. That ain't steak. That's Holy Mother Martha. Give me the shotgun.
Okay. Yeah, even the characters have, like, upgraded so much, especially,
from what they looked like in the original.
Yeah, and then what's even more great is, like, the hologram, when you can finally take over somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing, too.
You can consume the brain stem and collect
because now it almost looks like a hologram, well, back in the day, and now it almost looks like you're an actual person.
Harold,
so they
back.
Really outdid themselves there. I mean, the cutscenes are just beautiful, upgraded. The old lady, the farmer's wife.
I am not green.
He's gray. Why they do that is beyond me. Always say they're green when they're not green.
Right. So there's the joke to it. Yeah. And now we're talking about the shield. What happened when the shield got lower, turned red? You got like an X amount of time before you recharge and all that stuff. I mean, it's just so nice looking, and being able to play and stuff is just great. And I do apologize for people that are watching this, and it does seem like it's a little lackluster. But, you know,
it's a bit laggy.
It is a little bit laggy, but from the demo version I had, they did something entirely to the Steam one. So that they definitely, like, they did something to it. Because right now, I'm already forgetting how to even, like,
do anything?
Yeah. Cause I feel
you think
like
they revamped the controls, probably?
Yeah, because I feel like
since you did the demo?
Yeah.
Originally.
Because I feel like I can't really jump right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you should be being able to jump. But I think we're trying to learn the tutorial here. So I think it's like,
yeah.
Brains are coming out!
Good work, Crypto!
There we go. It's weird, but usually you can double jump and stuff like that. Oh, here comes the cops. If you guys are seriously thinking about picking up this remastered game, or if you never played it before, I would definitely do a comparison between the original and the remake. Unfortunately, I do not have any footage of the original, even though I have played the original. Especially when they brought the original sort of concept over to the PlayStation 4. But it still kind of showed like the original graphics, nothing like I'm seeing right now. And how we're playing, even though, like I said, it seemed to be a slight lag, but it
that's where he should have put like a shield. Vaporize them, like Crypto. A Invisi shield on his ship when he's not on it.
Well, yeah, you'd think that would be the idea, but
that way nobody could see it.
Alright, here we go. Now we can finally use the jetpack. So, what else can we say? I mean, I think the drone, even, like, when we double jump, it's so much more better, I want to say. Like, even that seems to be, like, so good. And one thing I did notice is when you are going for somebody's brain now, all you gotta do is hit the button, I believe. I don't even think you have to, or you gotta hold it a little bit, but you just, that's it. You don't even have to hold it down all the way like you had to in the original. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, every time, what's his name? Was it Ortho? The one on the mothership?
Yeah.
Every time he talks, all I can think of is Invader Zim.
Oh, right.
That's all I can think of, because it's, like, the same person that voiced over Invader Zim.
That's right. Oh, shit.
Which is so goddamn funny, because it adds just more humor to the game.
Take a spin.
Yeah, it does.
Get a feel for the controls.
I mean, the controls are so much better here. I mean, everything about this is so much better. They really outdid themselves with the Black Forest games. And, like, even the Death Ray is so much better. I don't know. I know
so much. So much destruction. And look at it. Just
yeah. Look at the beautifulness of the explosion, and like everything.
The path of the Death Ray and everything.
Yeah. Like it's
even everything. Crypto's ship looks really nice.
Yeah, it looks really great.
Like the detail and just everything.
Yeah, he finally got the upgrade he deserved, and that's kind of why. The title is Destroy All Humans, a remake worth 1,000 words, because I can't get over how much this looks great, and like, I don't want to ruin everything, so I'm just going to start skipping some stuff, because you know, I enjoyed the demo, and we don't plan on talking about this too much, because if anything, you guys should really get on Steam. Enjoy the demo while you can, because it's just amazing, and you guys will not be disappointed. I will tell you what, you guys will so not be disappointed. It's just so much fun. July 24th, July 28th, somewhere around there is when this comes out. And it's going to be coming out on consoles, PC. So, it's amazing. Aiming down with the Death Ray.
Can you tell he finds it very satisfying?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's really much better to watch the video. Which I will put the video in the description just to show you like what I mean. It's so way much better. It really is. I believe in the demo too, you're allowed a couple missions, the first two missions. So if you guys remember, like, the two missions, you got the farm, and then I think it's the fair, right?
Yeah.
I want to say that's what it is. And where's the last one right there? Where's the last dumb one?
Humans are making a final push.
Oh wow, actually, you know what? The draining is actually so much more better now, actually. They actually did fix the whole drainage, babe. Because if you remember, we had to, we had to actually pick up the vehicle in order to drain it. Now they're actually on the ground still as you drain it.
It's actually a lot easier.
A lot easier.
A lot less tedious to do.
Perfect!
Yeah, so it definitely improved a lot since we even last played the demo when we couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, and that was really, really hard considering the fact that Paul was itching to talk about it. He's like, ugh.
Well, we both were.
Yeah, but it was just like, ugh, we want to talk about it so badly because it was like our first impression. Like, we went into it and it was like...
Yeah, great.
It was raw.
Yeah. So here we go, guys. Now we've got the infamous bad guys of the mall coming in to greet us. Oh boy.
Did you see what
the
I
badasses.
Saw? You bet your sweet ass.
Even
I
they
did.
Look great.
What did you see?
Like,
little green man
they don't
in a
look
flying saucer
like
wiping out the best infantry
people.
Unit in the U.S.
It's
Army.
All different.
Right, good.
And
me too. Green?
People won't know what the hell we're
don't
talking about,
stiff.
Really, but if
you
go back and play the original,
absolutely.
It's almost like every person
it means the
you run across
it
is almost identical. It's almost
the
like the human
scenario.
World just, like,
I don't believe it.
You know, had
believe
tens
it.
Of millions
Roswell
of
the
same clones,
the beginning. The
and there wasn't really too
on.
Much of a difference, but now... You got different looks and everything for different people. That's how much detail went into this remastered. So, unfortunately, I did not drown a cow in the lake, and I did not kill the farmer's wife using a chicken, but...
I believe you did do it in the demo,
originally. I did the first time around, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, that's just the fun part of it and stuff. But, like I said, guys, it's just so fun, and I cannot express how much we highly recommend it. I can't either, even though Tess is not playing it, but just everything just looks so amazing, and as much as Tessa and I
rated T for teen
bash the shit world out of remakes. Destroy All Humans, I think, definitely
deserved it.
Deserved
hello,
it.
Friends.
Yeah.
Have you ever gazed up
in
the night sky?
And they definitely, like, you know... Oh, and thank God, too. I wanted to stop after that first mission anyway, but... That's it, guys. That's the demo, really, but... We did... When we also played, we were able to play the second mission a little bit... Which was nice. Unfortunately, I don't know if you can hear, but it's real quick. I just want to see. If not, then that's fine, but I don't really want to go into too much if I can't.
Welcome to my little laboratory. You may not have known this, but I flatter myself to be something of an inventor. In my spare time, I've been developing some truly impressive weapon and ability upgrades. I'd be happy to share them with you.
Oh, yes.
If you've got something
there
for
is
me
a,
to
trade,
say some of that delicious yeah. DNA you've collected.
Yes. So we can actually start this mission. So, good. So, in mission 2, as people will know, we'll start it just a little bit. So we can kind of, we can't. Oh, so it starts right there. So maybe I should keep my zip. Well, it's not going to really spoil anything because it's anything, it's in the original and stuff. But, so when you take over somebody's appearance, it used to show Crypto almost like a holographic
version of them
incognito. But, when we actually were able to play, you could actually physically see the full body of the person.
It wasn't holographic. It was a solid form.
Yeah, and you get upgrade for your character by collecting brains. So you can use it for, like, better weapon, better health.
Better abilities.
Better ship upgrades. There's so much you can do, and it's just a fun-ass game. But if you guys want to check it for yourself, make sure to check it out on Steam right now while you can. We got a couple more weeks before this even comes out. I know this might be a short little episode to some, but to us, we just wanted to get it out there to tell the world, like, if anything, Destroy All Humans for a remake versus the original type of thing that we got going on. I mean, we probably could have actually turned this into an original versus remake, but I think it's better off if we kind of did it like this. Because, well, one, we haven't done something like this in a while, and why not, right? So maybe later on down the road, babe, once the full game comes out and stuff, maybe if we do pick up the remastered version here, which, whew, I mean, looks very nice, and...
It is indeed very nice.
We can finally probably talk more about the original versus the remastered. But right now, you guys need to give Black Forest Games, I think, the attention that they really need right now. Because they're the ones that are behind this. They deserve all the credit. And, you know, thank you for listening just for a little bit of this. And thank you for watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, once again, if you are just hearing the audio, I will put a link in the description below to watch the YouTube video. And if you're already watching the video, thank you again. And until next time, people, I was Paul Oski.
And I'm Tessa Baker.
And make sure to stay scary.